Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, I did my first triathlon a couple of years ago. It was made me a nervous wreck. I would love to do a marathon. I don't know that I could run it, but I'd certainly like to at least walk it. I've walked that far in a day. What do you do? How do you learn how to train for your first marathon, your first triathlon? How soon do you have to start training? My guest is Dr. Thomas Altina. He's an associate professor of exercise and movement sciences at Missouri State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Altina. Let's talk about training for your first marathon and or triathlon. Give us day one, the decision-making process.
Well, thank you for inviting me to come along, Melanie. I appreciate it. I'm an age grouper. I'm not an elite athlete by any means. And part of my interest in this was to find out what my limits were. And I think there's a lot of people that are out there who are trying to find out what can my body do. And there's a lot of interest in participation. Really, when you start out, it's setting a goal, finding that marathon, finding that triathlon that you want to do, and finding it maybe local, maybe more of a vacation destination, but seek that race that you want to be part of, and then based on that, set your goals. And so it's not, there is no magic to it. There's no magic formula to get somebody to do it. It's a matter of setting that goal, finding that time frame, and then actually training.
Okay, so you have to, first of all, be aware. So we've set a goal. We've decided we wanted to do a triathlon, and you know, whatever length, distance that you decide, or a marathon, a half marathon. You know, maybe you don't want to go for the big one right away. But first of all, do you need to know your limitations, or are there no limitations? Because I think this is a really good question. Do you need to know your limitations, or are there none? You just don't have to have those barriers up from the beginning.
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. What are the limits? And I think a lot of people will discover new limits that they never knew that they had once they start training. Friends of mine who did a 16-week program training for a marathon about 7.5 years ago, my friend Brian, he said, I've never run over 3 miles, and I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. And he set out to do it, and it was one of the cookbook training programs that you can get just by punching in marathon training online, and you'll find many of them. And he surprised himself after his first mile day, 5 mile day, excuse me, and then surprised himself the next week after doing 7 miles in a single day. And so I think we sometimes have self-imposed limits of what I can do, what I'm able to do. And sometimes that goes into past experiences. Maybe that goes into current experiences. However, if you have not been physically active, maybe the limitation is I haven't been physically active and I need to at least start. And so starting out with some form of small amount of exercise, 30 minutes a day, a handful of days a week, at least can prepare your body for starting one of these types of programs. But I do believe a number of people will find that they break those mental barriers pretty quickly.
Now, the distance is a factor, certainly when you're trying to figure out how to train. So let's start with a triathlon. You know, it is first a swim, which I hated and just was the worst part of the whole thing. It was a half mile. And then the biking, and then the running, of course, which was definitely my favorite part because I could run, walk it. I had the wrong bike for the event, big, thick tires. Yep. The people with those little thin tires, Dr. Altina, went running by me and you know, cruising by me with their little tiny tires and said, you know, you got the wrong bike for this event. How do you know?
Right.
I didn't know, and I'm in the field of fitness. How do you know all of these things? What bathing cap, the distance, how can you practice the swim? Give us this whole parameter.
You know, I did my first triathlon was a half Ironman, and I just decided I'm going to do this. And I started training, kind of know the training principles and have to do all of those somewhat equally. But really, you get with people eventually who really know the field, who have done it before. And experience is never going to be a bad guide. I'm a firm believer that a man with experience is never going to be at the mercy of one with a theory. And by getting with people who have already done it, they can kind of guide you. And most people in this type of training are going to be very helpful, and they want you to be successful, and they want you to have those little tips. Unfortunately, most of us, kind of like what you're talking about, you learn how to do it better through the mistakes that you made the first time, which can be a bitter pill to swallow. The main thing when it comes to training for a triathlon is get that foundation. And if it's a sprint triathlon, if it's Olympic distance, half iron, iron, even a double iron, you're talking about a lot of training and a lot of effort. One of the things that most beginners forget about is putting all three of these together at one time. It can be an arduous process. The swim, you could probably do that just fine by itself. The cycling, you can do that just fine alone, and the same with the running. But going from discipline to discipline to discipline, all three in a row, is very difficult, and we call those transitions. Learning how to go from swim to cycle and how to cycle efficiently is easier than going from cycling to running. The mechanics are a little bit different. And so getting off the bike and starting to run at a reasonable pace can be a little bit difficult to do if you don't practice that. So transitioning from one thing to another is very important. We call this brick training, where you do two things back to back. And typically you would do the swim to cycle or the cycle to swim. The cycle to run. And getting that brick training your body to go from the bike to the run or the swim to the bike is somewhat difficult to do. And a lot of mental energy goes into it, because running after cycling doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like running. And after you get the bugs out after, 10, 20 minutes, the running will feel more natural.
I completely see what you're saying, because when I did that and I did not practice going, Dr. Altina, mm-hmm. from one to the other, I just practiced all three of them. And then that transition, coming out of the water with heavy legs and mm-hmm. feeling wet, and then having to like wrap the towel and you're in the transition area and change into the biking pants that you hope you're going to run in as well, and putting on your shoes and the whole thing. So, that is something that people have to learn and work on. And I would advise all people doing this now to work, just as he says, on the transition, because that's part of the hardest part. Now, what about distance? So you're training for your first marathon. How long do you run? When do you start taking your long runs, your 10, your 20 milers?
Good point. And you do need to build up to those. I've got numerous different training plans up on my computer right now, and I'm just thumbing through those. For somebody who's a first timer, there are training plans that are from week one to a marathon at week 16. So quite literally, you can take roughly 4 months of training, and you can be prepared to run that marathon. Now, it's not to be competitive, but it is to participate, to say that you've done it. And there's a lot of people that I classify as bucket list people who say, okay, I've done a marathon now. And those are great. I love it when people participate in that. And even if it's a one-time event, that's great. At least people are being active. But if you want to be more competitive, there are other training programs that will work on speed work rather than distance. Most of the training programs are going to follow a weekly progression of low distance, medium distance, and higher distance. And your long distance runs are typically going to be on the weekend, so that you have more of that time and you don't have the work schedule. But oftentimes, right around week four, you start to see a little bit longer run, possibly getting from about 8 to 10 miles. And getting to about week 10, we start to see that again, where we're at about 15 to 18 miles. And usually at about week 13 to 14, you're going to have your peak training, where you're going to hit 20 up to 22 and 3 miles.
And that's the way to start for your first marathon, first triathlon. Set a goal for yourself. We can do it. I did it. You can do it. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.